Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Oil around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what a means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else, and we want to help. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. So let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465.
Well, cash cattle activity is expected to remain quiet early in the week with packers and feeders coming back from the weekend to do normal business despite the aggressive outside market pressure developing across the complex. Typical showless distribution and inventory taking is expected to be the main order of business with asking prices and bids unlikely through the day. Although the continued widespread pressure in the market may cause some panic selling, it's likely that both sides will likely wait until later in the week to see if overall stability can develop in the near future. Outside market selling continues to be the main driver of livestock trade as hog futures find themselves strapped into the tumbling roller coaster actions due to coronavirus losses. Additional pressure in tumbling oil prices is likely to spark weakness in the hog complex. Lean hog and pork prices have been the best performing livestock market through the last round of coronavirus-led losses. Now, wheat markets are lower at all three exchanges, joining in the asset-wide sell-off. Wheat markets already had rising production estimates for major exporters to contend with, and now headline-driven selling has been ramped back up. Extended maps from the Climate Prediction Center look beneficial for U.S. wheat crops, with the exception of some flooding in soft red winter country. Sharply lower corn prices overnight as the macro-driven selling continues across all asset classes. The combination of heightened coronavirus fears, along with the all-out crude price war Russia and Saudi Arabia are engaged in, is shaking investor confidence. What looked like a mild chance for a recession in 2020 is now looking more likely and could prompt the Federal Reserve to further reduce rates at its next policy meeting. And heavy losses in the soy complex led by soybeans and soy oil, with the latter falling as much as 5.8 overnight at the lows. It's difficult to say which market is being hit harder from the energy complex sell-off, but there is no doubt it's leading the influence. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, at the close on Friday, April live cattle down 290, 105.75. June down 262 at $100.02. March feeder cattle down 292, 130.70. April down 360 at 130.05. April hogs up 55 cents, 65.92. Kansas City wheat May unchanged, 446 and a quarter. July was unchanged at 453 and a half. Chicago wheat May down 3 cents, 515 and three quarters. July down 2 3/4 at 516 and three quarters. May corn down 5 3/4, 376, and May soybeans down 5 3/4 at 891 and a quarter. May cotton down 56 cents, 62.79. The July down 52 cents, 63.51.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.